4:06. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we do a roll call for board members, staff, and public? Martin Cosgrove, president.
Thor Wisely, vice president.
Denise Westbrook, Wells, board member.
Duncan Smith, chief operating officer.
Gina Derrickson, director of development.
Andrea Rogers, board secretary.
Precious Benson, board member.
Sarah Messina, teacher rep.
Janet Owens, dean of humanities.
Ode Jani, member.
Eric Anderson, head of school.
Jen Scott, member.
And our public?
Kate Walker, parent.
Brian Dayton, parent.
Welcome, thank you for coming.
Sure.
We have two minutes to approve. We had our normal scheduled meeting on November 20th of 2019, and then we had our add-on meeting regarding the Jefferson School acquisition on December the 18th. Has everybody reviewed both sets of minutes? Did anybody have any corrections, additions, or subtractions from either set of minutes? Can I get a motion regarding the November 20th minutes?
Motion.
Motion to approve by Dr. Jani.
I'll second. By Precious Benson.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Dr. Jani, would you like to make a motion regarding the December 18th minutes?
Yeah, it was one of the smallest meetings we had, and I definitely think the minutes are wrong. Approve the minutes.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number three are public comments. I'd like to say something before the public comments. Please know that the Executive Board of Sussex Academy appreciates your input. Members of the board will not respond to public comments made during the board meeting. The board will not hear complaints against any personnel or students in a public board meeting. Any complaint about Sussex Academy, including instruction, discipline, personnel, procedure, policy, or curriculum, should be referred through the proper channels as set forth in the board policy manual, section 1102, before it may be presented to the board. If such a complaint is sought to be brought before the board after it has matriculated through the appropriate channels, then the complaint must be made in writing and submitted on the required form contained in board policy manual, section 1102. Is there any public comment?
After that, good luck.
Exactly. All right, Executive Director report. Eric, you have the helm.
All right. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, right?
It sounds like a beast.
So, 2 months of stuff that I have to catch everybody up on. So, I'll start with our Italian exchange. So, the last meeting in November, our students had just arrived. Exchange was a success. Our students were here for 2 weeks, and 12 of our Sussex Academy families hosted a student from Italy, and they will be reciprocating the host when we go to Italy as a school from April 5th to April 18th. So students will miss 4 days of school because it'll also back up and coincide with spring break.
Are you going?
I'm going, yes.
Aren't you lucky?
Miss Messina and I will be traveling.
Mm. Oh, that's a nice trip.
So, and I guess I would be remiss if I didn't mention Miss Messina. She gave up a 3-day weekend this weekend to travel to Disney with the kids for a week of her personal time. And she'll be giving up 2 weeks of her entire spring break to travel to Italy with the kids. And as much as nice as you would think it as a vacation, I can tell you, traveling with students has its rewards, but it's definitely not a vacation. But without having staff members willing to give up their personal time with their family or just their personal time, those opportunities wouldn't be available to our students. So thank you, Ms. Messina.
Thank you.
And with that said, we just returned from our senior class trip to Disney. We had great weather. The kids, we took 72 seniors. Ms. Messina did all the planning. She did an excellent job. Ms. Moore and Mr. Novak also chaperoned. And again, very appreciative of them giving up time with their families to travel with the students. They don't get a lot of sleep. And so I really appreciate our staff members for going above and beyond. We will plan next year to do the trip. We did it this year over Martin Luther King. Last year, we did it over President's Day weekend just to kind of see which would be better. And I believe we're going to go back to President's Day weekend.
Crowd-wise, you mean?
Yeah, there really wasn't too much of a difference in anything. The weather, I think, is nicer in February. So that'll be better for the kids. Ms. Messina has graciously agreed to plan year three. So she rolls her eyes, but she really loves it.
According to you.
No, she told me that. she does an excellent job, and the kids really do love and respect her. So. And I also would like to thank Ms. Fawcett, Ann Fawcett. Sarah's mother came along as a chaperone, and she did a great job. And also Mom Kelly, who is Riley Pettijohn's mom. Kelly Pettijohn is also our tennis coach.
Her grandmother.
She's her Riley's grandmother. She came for the trip and chaperoned. She was awesome. So. Thank you, everybody, who helped out. We had our fall break the week of Thanksgiving, and this is just a reminder that fall break alternates every year, so next year our fall break will occur the week of Election Day and Returns Day, so it'll be early. It will not be the same week as Thanksgiving, but we'll still...
Full week?
Yep, and we'll still have a 5-day break for the Thanksgiving. Our junior brand ceremony was held on December 4th, and it was beautifully done by the class advisor, Ms. Derrickson. So Ms. Derrickson graciously volunteered to be the junior class advisor. Not that she doesn't have enough on her plate, but she just loves planning things. So she did a very nice job with the junior ring ceremony. How many students did we have that got rings?
47.
47. So it was a very nice event. Have instituted two new honor society chapters. So we do now have a National Junior Honor Society in the middle school. And Ms. Owens took the lead on that, and I know that she's getting it started, and then eventually someone's going to take it over for Ms. McLaughlin's going to take it over. Ms. Owens did the legwork of getting the bylaws put together and getting that established. So kudos to Ms. Owens. And then Ms. McCormick, our new high school math teacher, brought the Math Honor Society to the high school. So we now have a Math National Honor Society, she's looking into doing a middle school level too eventually. One of the good things that's already come out of our Math Honor Society is that they're offering math tutoring sessions after school and activity period. So there's a lot of enthusiasm with the new Math Honor Society, and I think we plan to do an induction ceremony in the spring, so I'll give more information when that occurs. But I believe going forward, we will do it in the fall. We had our annual book fair hosted by Rouse About Books in the library in December. Mr. Smith and I attended the Delaware Charter School Network's Leader Holiday Luncheon so that I could introduce him to the charter leaders in the state. So that's a yearly thing, it was a nice luncheon where we get to network with other leaders in the charter community. On December 19th, Secretary Bunting visited the school and delivered our Exceeds Expectations banner, which is awarded to schools that exceed the academic expectations set forth by the Delaware State the Department of Education. And then we did a tour where she presented the banner to Ms. Willie's seventh grade reading class, and then we toured the school and she got to see middle school and high school classrooms. We had our holiday luncheon for staff on the 20th at Striper Bites. Dr. Johnny attended and represented the board, and it was a very nice event. Everyone really enjoyed it and had a good time. Our major modification was submitted thanks to Mr. Smith, who wrote the modification, and that is an update on the agenda, so I'll update more as far as how the process will unfold. On January 7th, our alumni from the class of 2019 returned to get honors for their IB performance, so we were able to recognize students that earned the IB diploma. And Ms. Fees earlier in the school year presented that data on IB and our students' performance from last school year. And then following the students being here for that ceremony was a alumni social held at Arena at the airport. Our Sussex Academy school app has gone live. Information was emailed to our families of how to download the app through your Android or Apple App Store, and information on how to get connected so you can receive updates. And then a big thank you to the Brockstead family who sponsored the funding for the Sussex Academy app. On Tuesday, January 14th, some of our seventh graders took the eighth and ninth grade PSAT. I can't remember the exact number. 31 students took the test, and we will see how they do when the results come back. At the end of December, I went into the freshman seminar classrooms and presented the senior research service project that will be replacing the community service requirement for students beginning with the current freshman class. Students were presented, there's been a guide that was created. It's about a 12-page student and parent guide, so with all the expectations, timeline, everything outlined for the project. And there's been a Schoology page that's been created for the senior project for that class, and all the updates and everything for that project will be posted and communicated through that platform. Any board members that are interested also send out the parent student guide so that you can take a look at it. So that process is now in full effect, and that will be the one credit graduation requirement that students previously satisfied through community service hours. The end of the first marking period, first semester, is this Friday, so that will mark the first half of the 2019-20 school year, so it is flying by. On Friday, we will also have our eighth grade recruitment breakfast. What we do is we bring the eighth graders to have breakfast, but actually it's cookies and cocoa, right? So they're gonna have some hot chocolate and cookies, and then I've selected 21 of our high school students to come and talk about their experiences in high school and why Sussex Academy is a great choice for them to come for high school. So they'll be attending that this Friday. Our lottery took place today, so.
Did anyone show up?
No, we didn't have anybody show up.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Everybody showed up. So the lottery came and went, and Data Services called Ms. Rogers to verify and go over the results. We're pretty confident that everything is in good standing. All of our preferences as far as siblings and employees were applied correctly. If there's no objections from the board, information is going to be released tomorrow at 10 a.m. Parents will all get emails, and we will post the actual lottery numbers online at 10 a.m. And at the same time, emails will go out letting parents know that they are being invited, if they've been waitlisted, and what to do as far as the next steps are concerned.
7 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And with the high school, are they getting notified of their waitlist position?
Yes, so that'll be.
I mean, they're all getting waitlisted.
Yes, and it'll tell them that, you know, until that date in March, they won't know how many seats are available, and if they become available, they'll be invited based on their lottery number.
Yeah. What's that date?
March 20th.
March 20th.
So the intent to return letters will, I'm hoping that they'll go with the report cards on the 31st to parents asking if they're planning to return next year, and they're due back by March 20th.
Oh, January 31st?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant March 31st.
No.
Okay, yeah.
And just so that we have some numbers, so for each grade, for sixth grade, we had 274 completed applications. And if you guys recall, the wait list for all the other grades have gone away, so they had to reapply for every grade. So in seventh grade, we had 51 applicants. In eighth grade, we had 26. In ninth grade, we had 82. In 10th grade, we had 11. And in 11th grade, we had 4.
Do you know how that compares to last year?
I think all the numbers were higher, right?
Yeah. All the numbers were higher.
I can't remember the exact numbers, but.
Yeah, they were all higher.
They're all higher.
No.
Reminder that the Charter School Network IDA Awards were on January 31st, 2020. That's next Friday. Also a reminder, Ann Rando retired, and then her replacement in the office is Terry Allen. So if you haven't introduced yourself, or if you don't know Terry, it's the new face of the school, actually. So, and she's doing great. She's a quick learner, and we're happy to have her. And just so if you didn't know, Terry was previously on a custodial staff, and so when she took this position, we did hire a new custodian. He's already up and running. So. If you haven't seen in the Cape Gazette, the Dragon Boat Festival is back, and it will be held on August 30th, 2020. So that is exciting. All right, and with that, I will save the updates that I have for the modification when we get to that part of the agenda.
One addition for the record, Steve Burke is participating by phone, correct, Steve?
That's correct, and so is Chris Moody.
Chris, you're on here too?
Yes, I'm on too.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda are the monthly board financial reports. Duncan, this is your first time presenting these. Welcome on board.
Thank you. So I sent out copies of the budget reports to all board members. Hopefully you had a chance to review. Be happy to answer any questions if you may have some. The overall Receipts to date are a little higher than the projected budget, mainly due to the September 30 unit count and where we landed with that. The rentals and building use is currently at 94% of what we projected for the year. So the building's getting a lot of use. We're about halfway through the year, but we're at 94% of what the projected income was going to be for that. So we expect to see more revenue for that through the end of the school year as the building gets used quite a bit. The one outstanding expected source of revenue is our federal funds, but that for the most part is related specifically to staffing. And we get those funds generally as we spend them. So we anticipate, even though it says we've only received 40% of those funds, they will continue to come in throughout the rest of the year as staff are paid from that allotment.
But I just have to back up for a sec. $2 million in rental fees?
It's a combination of miscellaneous aquatics, some grants, building revel, and local funds. So, I stand corrected there. Some of the local money is what we receive from the districts for students.
Okay, good.
So I apologize there.
We got to build more fields.
What's going on here? Okay.
But within that, I will say the overall, the rentals are up for the year. In talking with Steve Bastinelli and a lot of the building use, we continue to see the building being utilized by a lot of outside groups. So overall, with expenditures for the month, there were a few line items that were slightly above where we anticipated to be at this point of the year. We were halfway through the school year, and there were a few areas that were above 50%. One was within supplies and materials. It's at 57%. There's a big spike there due to a bill that was paid for IB testing. So it's a one-time fee to prepare for the IB testing that will occur this spring. So that drove that up a little bit, as well as our equipment, which came back to the installation of the outdoor cameras. That drove that up by about $20,000. But overall, we are about 1.8% higher in our expenditures than we anticipated to be at this point of the year. Does anyone have any questions?
Duncan, that was very good. This is Keith. I just wanted to add a couple of notes to that. And everybody, please recall that we're in the process of updating the budget for the final budget. We believe that there's continued upside to revenue for aquatics and things like that, federal funding coming in, as Duncan had mentioned. So the roughly 2% overage in expenses year to date should be covered off with the remaining upside in revenue that we have. We still have it green for the year. We have to do a little bit of verification of the budget in the next EBOC meeting, but I believe that we're still covered and we're still in a situation where we're not going to have to dip into reserves. And if you recall, there was almost $100,000 in use of reserves that we had in our initial budget, which hopefully should go away. So I think we're still in a good spot, even though we're running a little bit hot on a year-to-date basis with expenses.
All good?
Green.
I like green.
Yeah, green is good.
Thank you, Duncan.
You're welcome.
Sure. I will make a motion to approve the monthly board financials as of December 31st as presented.
Any discussion?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And we do we have a foundation update? No.
No.
Steve? I didn't get anything now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Steve. Is there anything from the foundation?
now.
Thank you, Steve. Are there any committee reports that were submitted late, or any of the committees want to present anything? No? Okay.
There's what, an outreach meeting on Monday?
Okay.
Yeah, there's gonna be one next week.
So, yeah, so we'll have one next month.
What about preference? Do you want to talk about that? Is new business?
Oh, it's on the agenda. It's under new business, yeah.
Yeah, it's down there. Now, there was, I guess there was an update that Lance submitted, and Lance is not here. And it was two things, and it's one of the, it's an old business too, but I guess we can just deal with it now. One was the solar update.
Yeah.
And he had put through where that is. If you see, it's in the back end installed. And he detailed when things will be completed and fully hooked up into the school building. They're saying spring, it should be 100% completed and operational. As far as the pool deck, that's something that's been swirling around for years with issues that have arisen with the pool deck. He did report that they received a quote for installing new material, and the Shell Brothers will be taking care of the cost. They're waiting on a quote to remove the existing material on the pool deck, and they're trying to figure out the best time to schedule it. Because it's going to have to shut the pool down for a week while they're doing that. So,
can I just ask? You might not know the answer to this, but is Shell paying because it was?
I'm not aware. Okay. Whether it's because they put it in or
right.
I don't know
right.
why they're doing it. And we can grill Lance
okay.
At the next meeting.
Either right. way, I'm super excited.
Sure.
That they're paying for it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Especially now that the pool's making money. Right?
Yeah.
All right, old business.
Yeah. All right, so just want to go over the DOE timeline for the charter modification approval. So on December 30th, we, Duncan, Jen, and I had a phone call with the Department of Education to discuss the timeline and just any of our concerns before we submitted the application. And one of the things that came out of it was us talking about obviously our interest in opening for next school year and what that would look like as far as enrolling students because it's past the choice operation deadline. And so it was, the department was very adamant that if we had more applicants than seats, that they still wanted to see us do a lottery for those seats too. They said that upon approval, we would have to hold some kind of a open enrollment period where we would accept applications. And then again, if we had more applicants than seats, then we would conduct a lottery. There were some concerns around funding and timing. Especially that May 1st unit count date, us being able to get it done. So there, with that said, and with other schools that had submitted modifications, the department has decided that they would push up the decision on modifications to the March board meeting. So that would give us additional time to have that. So now all schools that went for major modifications decisions would be rendered at the March state board meeting, and any new school applications would be reserved for the April state board meeting. So that'll give us plenty of time for that meeting. With that said, on Monday we will hold our initial meeting with that charter board. With the department, and that is going to be held at 2:30 in the cabinet room at the Department of Education.
2:30?
Yep. So Duncan and I will be going to represent the school, and if a board member wants to attend, I think that one of the three of you
There's definitely, there will be questions for the board, so we need someone there. So you, let's talk about who's available, who can do it. I mean, just from when I went, from going through the renewal process, that with the 10-year renewal, they definitely had questions for the board.
So, and even if the board member can't be there, if there is a follow-up there, there will be stuff they want us to follow up with, and then we'll have 2 weeks to do that decision, so that can be a part of that as well. But I think it would be good to have a representative there to show how we stand. So once that public meeting is held, they'll, in a couple of days, they'll send us an email of everything that they request for a follow-up. We will then send to them our response, and we have 2 weeks to do that. There is a public hearing where members of the public can come and speak either for or against the school, and that will be held February 10th at 5 p.m.
Where is it?
Same place.
It's upstate?
Department of Education. That's where they're listing it for now. Then it'll be there. If they change it, they'll let us know. But that's the location that they have designated at this point. And then with that, we will have a final meeting, and then it will be presented to the Board of Education.
You mean we have another meeting after February 10th? Do we have that scheduled?
It's March 2nd.
Are they going to tell us on March 2nd?
The final report will be delivered by March 9th.
So we won't know. We'll know on March 2nd whether we're approved or not.
That is not said. It says your final report is delivered on March 9th, but I'm assuming that we will.
Yeah, I remember they tell you, and then it's like a week. What time is that on March 2nd?
2 p.m.
Up there again.
Yep. And then it'll be determined at that March meeting. I don't have the date back, it's not on here. Are there any questions?
So we find out on March 2nd or March 9th, but then it gets like certified at the Board of Ed meeting, which is like maybe a week later.
Okay. I don't know if we find out, but I'm assuming we won't have the internet. I don't know. And I think where, I don't know if there's a formal, this is what we are going to recommend to the board, so contingent upon board approval.
Yeah.
Nothing's final until the board meeting. What we need to do now is just basically, I think after that meeting on Monday, we'll have a better idea of some things, and we can talk about a communication that we can put out there that upon approval, we will have an open enrollment period of so long, and then hold a lottery. That way we're having that communication so people know, but it won't be on a first come, first serve basis, so people submitting their application at an earlier time is not going to have any advantage on somebody who, for the first to the last application.
How long do you anticipate the open enrollment period being?
I'm shooting for 2 to 3 weeks, no more than 3.
And as far as advertising, if this happens when we are approved, are we planning on doing like newspaper and also updating our website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Back up a sec. So we're going to take applications.
We can't take anything until the school's officially approved.
Right. But once we're approved, pending approval, and we start taking applications.
So it'll be like an abbreviated application period that's similar to the one that's run from November to January. It'll just be a shorter time period.
So.
And if you have 46 and if you have 52, then we'll do a lot.
Right, and if there's more, after that period closes, if there's more applicants and seats, we would have to conduct a lot
for each grade.
For each grade.
And is it going to be, are we looking to do the kindergarten through fifth?
What we're looking for, grade one per grade. But if depending on something, what happens if we don't have have enough to fill a third grade, but we have an extra fifth, we can do more fifth. So there's no, what we have is 160 students, and we've increased our enrollment K-12 for that number. So the idea would be to have 160 in the elementary school, but if for some reason we weren't to fill that, we can make up for it in high school.
Right.
And have additional students in high school. I don't want to see that being.
We can move the numbers around a little bit if we need to.
Right. If we just had a kindergarten, if we need to have three kindergarten classes and maybe no first grade because there's no applicants, we could do that. It doesn't matter how we do it.
Okay.
It's just, you know, the number. So once we get the applicants, we can make a decision of how we're going to do it before we run the lottery.
And we're going to run the lottery through data services just like we did now.
Yes.
So you would apply through that?
Yep. Everything will be done through data services.
Okay. Yeah.
Great work.
Great job, Andrea. Andrea did all the communication with data service. She was in communication with them early this morning and went through all the verification steps. And she will continue to be our liaison with them throughout the process.
Is it easy to work with, Andrea?
Oh, yeah, they're great. They've been real good.
It's a lot better than last year, huh?
It's hard for me to let the control go, though.
Yeah, of course.
She says that now.
Next year, I'll try. Okay.
And there's just been a lot of parents or members that have been passing that wanted me to extend. So thank you to the board for us doing it this way versus it being in person, live drawing. So a lot of positives have come back from parents and families about the board communication.
Do we have any timeline on the communication plan?
No, we will after we see what we have.
Yeah, because I do feel like we need to start getting some information out. We got an email from a woman.
So Monday we'll have that meeting, and then on Tuesday we'll get together a communication plan to send out. Then we will have better dates and time and what they're looking for as far as we just don't want to put information out there and then have to retract it if we don't have all the information. So we want to have a clear, consistent message that goes out and only has to go out of lines without corrections.
Agreed. I think we covered the solar panel update.
And we did the electronic lottery update too.
Next item is new business regarding the special interest preference starting for the next school year.
So I guess we just kind of need to talk about how we're going to go about doing the process for this year. We'll be one of the things that our modification is to eliminate the special interest preference, so this will be the contingent upon our modification being approved. This will be the last year that we apply the special interest preference. So we still need to go through and read the essays and have a team together.
So that option was on there this year?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So normally what we do is, normally within about 2 weeks from now, we convene the first meeting and that's not true. Within 2 weeks, we'll have all the essays out to the committee
right.
with the rubrics and the tally sheet.
Right.
They get read, they get tallied. You know, we do a yes, no, maybe. And then
those get collated, then we meet.
Mm-hmm. Then we schedule the interviews.
Right.
So, Andrea, I'm asking you. I feel like you probably have the ability to get the essays out sooner rather than later, just given the fact that.
I still have to do the mailing
mm-hmm.
for the lottery. They could do that for us, but that's a cost.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to send me the letters, and then I'm going to mail them probably Monday.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll have more time.
So next week, maybe.
Yeah.
So who's on the committee? Does anyone know?
I am.
I know I am. You are.
I was there last year.
Okay.
I have to look. Shonda was on it.
Right, we have to replace Shonda. I think we did, though.
I think we did, yeah.
Darlene or Precious on there? Eric, we need a faculty representative.
Karen Higas is the faculty rep.
Karen Higas is the faculty rep. Yeah, we do a different one every year.
Yeah, we discussed her earlier in the show in a board meeting.
Oh, we did?
Well, somebody asked me to ask her, and I did, and she agreed to do it again.
Okay, great.
Oh, was Ms. Karen Higas?
Okay, great.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, Andrea, I'll get back to you with the committee members.
Okay.
And then, I told Heather.
Well, if I am.
Yeah, I already replaced Helen. I told Heather that given that if the modification gets approved and we're eliminating the preference, this will be the last year we're doing it. I told her that I would just kind of run it like I've done in the years past. No need to kind of teach her what to do when we don't need to do it moving forward.
No.
So I'll just take the bull by the horns. I'll get you the list. We'll get the essays out, and then I'll throw out some dates for meetings, and we'll take it from there. And hopefully we can get through the process with, you know, we usually shoot to get done by third week of February.
And it always snows.
Yes.
It does, right?
Yes, the weather.
That's right.
Right. So we'll keep it moving.
Okay.
We have executive.
Yeah, all right, that's the end of the public portion of the meeting. We do have a couple of voting items in the executive session. I make a motion to go into executive session at 4:47.
Second.
The only staff member I need for executive is Duncan. Everybody else?
Let's I'll make the motion because we got to tell Andrea. Jen, motion at
5:07.
Not yet. Are we on the record? Oh, okay. Make the motion at 5:07 to come out of executive.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn at 5:08.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Quick meeting.